later in the parasha in Matos, you have after Melchemes Midyan, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they left the women alive. Vayikzov Moshe. Subsequently, after the Vayikzov Moshe, says the Vayomer Elazar v'chulei. So it's Chukas Atayra Shetziv Hashem as Moshe. You have the parasha of Giulei Nochem. You have Caleb, belonged to the Goyim, that were afraid this Blias of Avayazor, whatever, Giulei Nochem. You have to be Hagolim, you have to be Magilim, you have to purify them. Rashi says here, this parsha was given by Rabbi Elazar, by Elazar the Goyim. It wasn't given by Moshe Rabbeinu. Misvara, Mishuras HaDin, it should have been given by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Drashi, Lefisha Bom Moshe L'Chlal Kas, Bo L'Chlal Tovs. Because Moshe Rabbeinu came L'Chlal Kas, the fact that he came L'Chlal Kas brought him to make a mistake. V'chein, and he brings two other examples, Rashi, of cases where Bo L'Chlal Kas, Bo L'Chlal Tovs. V'chein, B'shom, B'shimon Amayrim, right? So Shimon Amayrim, by Meriva, Vayachas HaSela, Bo L'Chlal Kas, he previously said it to Klal Yisrael, Shimon HaBayrin. It's also Bo L'Chlal Tovs, again, L'Day Tovs, the Chet of the Meriva, whatever it is, according to the 10 various Hesperim in the Yerachayim HaKadosh, and whatever the Pshat Amar, what the Nekuda of the Avera was in Meriva. But he came to that, Zot Rashi Al Pi Chazal, because Bo L'Chlal Kas, Bo L'Chlal Tovs. And he gives a third example, and he gives a third example as well. Is the second one, I just skipped it. By the Shmini Lemiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was kayas that they left, that they destroyed the carbon. And he said, why? Why didn't they eat it? So it's also, he got angry, Bo L'Chlal Kas, Bo L'Chlal Tovs. There we'll see in the second, there's a separate problem. But okay, so he gives three examples. So what we have to understand is, what is the Bo L'Chlal Kas have to do with this toast? So now, in let's say Shimon HaMayrim, I understand the midah keneged midah. I understand the connection between the kas and the toast. Right, the kas was regarding what Klal Yisrael came and wanted by. Right, so he referred to them as Shimon HaMayrim for their request or for the tzura of their request. He said Shimon HaMayrim. So that within this idea of Klal Yisrael having water, there was a kas, so Bo L'Chlal Tovs. So in the giving of the Klal Yisrael, the water for this thing, Bo L'Chlal Tovs, that he did it, he didn't do it in the desired way. I understand that Nekuda, Moshe Rabbeinu was angry about the carbon that was destroyed, so Bo L'Chlal Tovs, that he understood mistakenly that it, that it should not have been destroyed, and Aranak, and they were ma'ir him on that. And then he said, "Enochinami shomati v'shachach." There is a particular problem. Just to get it, there is a particular problem because bishlem by us, bo l'chlal kas, and then bo l'chlal tos. Shimon haMayrim, bo l'chlal kas, and then bo l'chlal tos. Over there, was Moshe Rabbeinu angry at them about because they destroyed the carbon, right? Which itself was a mistake because they were supposed to destroy the carbon, as it turns out. That's the whole Shach Lemetaria there. So there's no Bo L'Chlal Kas, and afterwards, because of that, Bo L'Chlal Tovs. The Kas was the Tovs. The Kas was, why did you destroy the carbon? So the mistake, the Kas was predicated, it was based on the Tovs. Right? It's not Bo L'Chlal Kas, Bo L'Chlal Tovs. That's a problem over there. That's not our Indian. But the Indian, the Midah connected Midah, the Kesher of wherein the toes lies as connected to what the Kas was, we have a particular problem over here. The Kas was because they left the women alive, right? The toes was in a halacha of Giulei Nochem. What's the connection of Kas, of that, and Giulei Nochem? What's the Kesher? Punkt Giulei Nochem, that's the halacha. Nothing's coincidental in the Torah, right? Punkt. Giulei Nochrim is the halacha that was Bo L'Chlal Tovs as a result of the Bo L'Chlal Kas of the Vayikzov Moshe over there because they left the women alive. I don't know what exactly is the Kesher. That's a particular Shaila here. So there's a very nice Hezbollah I saw. they bring Hashem Rabbi Yonis and David, Shlita, that based on a taich of a Gemara and Tainus. Gemara and Tainus, Daf Chof, Amid Beis, says as follows, Sholu Talmid of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira's Talmidim asked of Reb Zeira, V'amri lo le Ravata Bar Ahava, perhaps it wasn't Reb Zeira, it was Ravata Bar Ahava, B'meh erachta yomim. How did you live to such a ripe old age, right? B'meh erachta yomim. Omer lahem. So he said to them, Miyomai lo hikpadati b'teich beisi. So, al derech hapshat b'teich beisi means, in his house, he didn't get to meet his wife and kids. What do you call it? There's a Gemara. You get the loyal of the Yatel of the Me'im Yisera b'teich beisi, because Averis came out of Yatelim Yisera b'teich beisi. Right? So that's just there the Gemara discusses it. I'm just thinking maybe this is where Rabbeinu was coming from. But there the Gemara discusses it. If you are matili, Amy say you're matili beisoi, terrible things happen. Right? Shaharei, it says, this one matili, Amy say beisoi, and kach pilegish. Whatever the whole Gemara is there. So it's just telling you, if you do, it's bad things. Here the Gemara is not saying, but l'chayra, we're not only talking about that. Because here they're saying, fakeret, b'meh erachta yomim, by the positive side, by not being makpid b'teich beisi, I was zeiche tarichas yomim. There's a far cry. So it's not just, so you see, this nikuda here is not just that if you do it badly, it's a terrible thing to do. Okay, so if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. It's more than that. There's a positive inyan of loich padati b'teich beisi, which leads to an arichas yomim. So the taich over there is, what's merum is there is more than just beisai, meaning beisai is house. Beisai in Chazal in the is connotes panemius. Beisai is b'teich teichai of a person. It says la'olam lo hikpadati b'teich beisai. There are times when a person has to be angry. There are times when in chinuch wise a rabbi has to be angry, the talmud, a parent has to be angry, the kid. There's a time he has to be angry. But we spoke about this a little bit last week already. But the anger has to be an anger of minaguf v'chutz, only klapi chutz. Klapi the pnimius, there should be no kpeda in the pnimius, there's no kas in the pnimius. Yeah, angry because it comes from a bad thing, you're angry at the person. You're angry at the person. It comes from no kas, there's no kas in the pnimius. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that he never admonished anybody. It doesn't mean that he never screamed at somebody. But in the pnimius, Shaboy, the chshivas of the pnimius stays far. The pnimius stays clean. The pnimius isn't tainted by these meters. The pnimius stays clean. Zokt Rabbi Innocent, that that's the kesher. That's the kesher here between this and Gilulei Nachum. What's Gilulei Nachum? Where is it? Touch. What's Gilulei Nachum? Outwardly, physically, there's nothing there. There's nothing wrong with the kli. It's a kli. It's a frying pan that was used by goyim, right? It was a pot that was used by goyim. There's no matias. There's no yeshu. There's no mamoshes of anything over there. What's the whole problem of Gilulei Nachum? What's nivla bifnim? What's nivla in the inside and in the pnimius, in the inside of the keder? What's nivla in the inside of the keder? The limud, the yisod of Gilulei Nachum is that tahara, that even if outside it's justified and outside there's no problem, in that case there's no problem by a kli, right? But the pnimius has to be taught. Gilulei Nachum means there's a focus on the pnimius being taught. What was the bol? When we say bol lichlal kas by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Shimon HaMoirim, we're here. It doesn't mean, again, anything we say here, of course, Chazal say bol lichlal kas, but you understand it's bedake dakas, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But bedake dakas, but Chazal say it, so we have to go with that. The bol lichlal kas isn't that outwardly he admonished them. The bol lichlal kas is that the Eibishter detected that there was something in the pnim, there was a kas in the pnim. So outwardly, you can be, people deserve sometimes to be admonished. People deserve to be, you know, corrected, and you should be mechiyach them in no uncertain terms. But it's all b'chutz, b'china chitzuni, not the pinyas, not the pinyas. But the nekuda, the mashahu of the tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu was a nekuda in the pinyas. Was a nekuda in the pinyas. Bolichlal kas, bolichlal toes. Your toes was. Where, what was the kas? The kas was in a lack of consideration of the tahara, again, kifi Moshe Rabbeinu, of the tahara of the pnimi, is that it has to be clean, that it has to be pure, bolich lal tos, in the tos of that pnimi, is that, what do you call it? About Geulei Nochrim. That's the kesher, Rabbeinu says, between Geulei Nochrim and bolich lal kas. Now this is said of the chshivas of the pnimi, is we see it in the beginning of the parsha as well. In the beginning of the parsha, we have Nedarim, the parsha of Nedarim. One of the things that the parsha of Nedarim is, if the father is mefer the nether, a daughter makes a nether, the father is mefer the nether. So then it says, what do you call it? It says whatever it is, kihefer lo, Hashem yislach lo, Hashem yislach lo, whatever, Hashem yislach lo. Brings Rashi already. If the father was made for the nether, so there's no nether, so what does she need slicha for? What does she need kapara for? What favorite did she have? She wasn't over on anything. Zogt Rashi, it's talking about someone, she made a nether, or nazirah, she was mekabel nazirahs. She was mekabel nazirahs. The father, unbeknownst to her, the father was made for the nazirahs. So, objectively speaking, is she a nazirah or not? No. But she doesn't know that. Right? But she doesn't know that, that she's not a Nazira. In her mind, and she went thinking that she is a Nazira, and said, Nazira in, Nazira her. And she drank wine, and she was Matama Lameson. She was Matama Lameson. That's to Hashem, she needs a kapora, Hashem Yislachlo, even though Be'etzem, she wasn't ever, physically, she wasn't ever an Isser. She was made for the nether already. What do you have here, Be'etzem? Did she objectively do the Aveira? Did she, was she over an Isser of being Metama Ilamaisa? No. Was she over an Isser of drinking wine? No. But, in the Pnimius, her Machshava was that she's being over Naziris, right? The whole Kabbalah of Naziris, the whole idea of Kedusha, that you can make it, and the whole idea of, let's say, that a chacham can be matar and nether based on if you know and you would have thought, and it's all pnimius. The whole koyach that you have to make kedusha, where does it come from? That doesn't come from the koyach hagashmi to do it. It comes from the koyach haruchni, that you have a pnimius, that the Eibishter invested, that koyach, that the innate, inherent kedusha in a person, he can make kedusha. That's all pnimius. And the ultimate example of that is Hashem Yislach Lo, where the chet was called kula pnimius. Nothing happened. She didn't drink. She wasn't over in this earnestness. But she did an act which in her mind, the pnimius was an isser of naziris. That itself is an aveira. The pnimius has to be tahor. The Rashi over there happens to be. Brings a kal v'chomer, it's a chazal, that's a separate, needs a hesber, but while we're pointing out the horrors, Rashi says, I learn a kal v'chomer, ma, where she really didn't do an avera, you have this thing that she needs a kapara, right? Certainly where she did do an avera, what's the kal v'chomer teaching me exactly? If you're going to tell me there's an avera b'machshava, so there's an avera b'machshava, whether it was yotze l'pol or not, I don't need a kal v'chomer for that. To tell me that she's chayav for drinking wine if she's a nazira, I don't need a Kal V'chomer to tell me that either. So what exactly is the Kal V'chomer teaching me? That's something to think about when you're learning the parsha. But al kolpanim, you do see this nekuda of the pnimius. There's a chet of pnimius. That was the nekuda by Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a kas in these things. Hashimun HaMayrim as well. There was a kas which the Eibishter knew that B'dakei Dakas, there was a kas in the pnimius. That's the Bolech Laltos. In a kas also of failing to recognize pnimius, for failing to be sensitive to the importance of pnimius. That's the nekuda over here. Now, let's go to something else, which is also in Yonah the Yoma, but it's related to this also, we'll see. There's a murder in Marsho in Bechayra Stav Chesam and Beis. In Bechayra Stav Chesam and Beis. Because he's talking, now, there are 21 days of Bein HaMetzar, right? Shalosu B'tamas L'Tishat. There are 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until Hashanah Rab. Okay. Coincidence. Asher Alki. Okay, so it's 21 days there, there's 21 days there. There's no coincidences. Says the Marsho, Kihine, Shnei Shi'urim Chof Aleph Yoim, Gamkein Tel Deisehem Shovin Belibun. They're both Shova, but Libun is purifying, right? Ki Kmoi Shehachof Aleph Yoim Shemirosh Hashana Ad Hashana Rabba Tel Deis Libun Avoyim V'Kapara Aleim. The days from Rosh Hashanah until Hashanah Rabbah are days of Libun of Averis, of purifying yourself from Averis. Libun Ovein v'kapara aleihem. Says the Marsho, Kein yemeichof alef yoim puraniyos. So also the 21 days of puraniyos v'yud zayin, but Tammuz at Tisha B'Av, hem yomim shel Libun v'kapara savoynos. Kapara savoynos. Pashkofer Rishayna, I would think, one has no shaykhis to the other. But the Bishloim, the days of Tishrei, those are days of Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yas Yerushim, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbah. No, okay, I understand, that's all, it's all about Tshuva. If you would ask me, what are the 3 weeks all about, these 21 days, it's about Avelis for the Churban. It's about Avelis. What's the Kesher between the two? And he says, they're both Libun and Kaparos Avonis. What's the Pshat there? That's, it's really Poshet, but that's a, what is Bichlal, the halachas of tshuva, of Avelis? What's the point of the halachas of Avelis, or a main point? So the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Ovel, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says like this, Kol mi she'enoi mis'abel, it's not any Avelis, Kol mi she'enoi mis'abel, k'mo she'tzivu chachomim, harei ze achzor, achzor l'chayrut l'nift, elo, but here's what's Nageas. Yefached v'yidag, v'yefashpesh b'maisav, v'yachzer b'tshuva. Talking about the Zavelis over here, right? Yidag, yefashpesh b'maisav, yachzer b'tshuva. V'echad mibnei chabura shemes, tida kol ha-chabura kula, they should all be chayzer b'tshuva, because if it's one of the chabura, it's a tviya, both in chlali and the chabura. Also, if echad mibnei chabura, that's something that affects you, so then you have to understand that something, and you it should bring you to tshuva. So, the pinnacle of what the whole Avelis process is meant to bring is yifached, yidag, yifashpesh b'maisav, v'yachzer b'tshuva. You see that the yisod is not tsar, merely tzar and hargasha of naveda, it's to bring you to tshuva. You're to learn because the ma'ira, and it should bring you to tshuva. Like the Rambam, similarly, the chinuch in Mitzvah Samach Dalek, that's in Parshas Ember, when the chinuch is talking about the kayanim to be metamet the kayanim, the regular kayan to be metamet the kroivim, that kikudim be metamet the kroivim. Al kain zok the chinuch. Bevoyal of Einesh Mikre Moves Be'echad Mikroiva. Einesh Mikre Moves Be'echad Mikroiva. When it comes on Pahihidis, it hits him like close to home. Echad Mikroiva. Asher B'teva. Ateva Mechayev Ava Lohem. Kroivim are people ones that the Teva's Mechayev Ava. So you would feel the hefset when they're taken from you. Zok Techinuch Techayvenu HaTeira. The Torah obligates him, is mechayiv him, lasis maisim ba'atzvoi, to do things and to conduct himself in a fashion. Asher ye'oiruhu likboya b'machshavtoi al hatzar shehigia alav, to think about what did I do? This tzar didn't come to me and resist. This tzar didn't come to me stam. Va'oz yeda, he will come to the hakar of yisboinein b'nafshoi ki avaynoisov garmu loy lahagia ilov hatzar ha'u. His avinus were what was geirim him to come to that tzar. Ubeteis ha'odem elibay inyin zeh b'mais o avelas tachlis yoshes daitoi lasos tshuva v'yachshir mais of kefikach. Be melabe yachshir mekayeh. Be machshir his koyches is ma'isim l'fi kaychei. The whole thing is what? To bring it, why did I do it? What did I do? To bring him to tshuva. It's a Rambam in the Chinuch. You want to get closer to a blot Gemara. So there's a Rashbam in Bahabashra of Kufa Medbez. The Ramaschil Mishiva. The Ramban says there, the Rashbam says, it's talking about the process of going to Kever, the Kvura, b'chazirosan min ha-Kever, ha'yulchen ma'at v'yoshim l'nachem ba'ovel. They go a bit, and then they sit there, menachem v'yovel. Oy l'harbois tzara l'ameis, shemeis. Yeah? V'harbois b'b'chi, v'loseis ish el-liboy l'oshuv b'tshuva. V'loshuv ish el-liboy l'oshuv b'tshuva. Ki chaye ha'odom hevel. There you have the Ofen Klali. That's what Stam Avelis is. That means, yeah. Avelis, now, Avelis of the Churban is also Poshet in that light. And again, Bekairis. Avelis of the Churban is not Stam feeling bad for the tzar of what happened before, or the hefzid that we have from it now. It's not just tzar. Avelis of the Churban, the aside is to be to first. The first thing is to understand the magnitude of the hefset of the Beis. What you have to know: what was Bizman that the Beis Hamikdash was Kayan, right? What was there that there isn't now, and how chashuv that is? That's step one. Step two: I therefore have tzar. It therefore brings me to realize the magnitude of the Churban. Step three, what brought about the Churban? Step four, correct that which brought about the Churban and thereby bring back the Beis Hamikdash. The point of the Avelis of the Churban is no different than even a greater illustration, perhaps, of the idea that the Avelis is not tzar for tzar's sake. The tzar is geirim you to ponder what brought it about, and what's the biggest way that the tzar of the Churban can manifest itself by realizing how tremendous the hefset is and that you can't live without it, and you'll do everything you can to bring it back. Means to correct that which brought it to be taken away from us. That's the biggest thing that you could possibly do, and that's what the point of the Avelis of the Churban is. And that's what the point of the Avelis of the Churban is. To feel the Tzar of the Shekhinah and to understand the Gormei HaGolus, which is a big Avodah, because to us, it's very easy for us to lapse into a way of looking. Yes, it's 2,000 years, like Mazak Hashur, to connect it to us in a mundane level, that we should feel the Churban like an Avelis for somebody, that should be a concept of an Avelis. That's an Avodah. That's an Avodah, but that is the Avodah. Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher and Levracha, in Oye Cheskel, in Amunah, the Sefer, the one on Amunah, page Mem Gimel, he writes, Ube'emes, the Hargosha Zu, Yisoyd Kol Inyan Avelis Ala Churban, the Ein HaKavona Avelis V'tzar Ba'alma, Ela Shechayovim Anu Lishayf L'tikun HaChurban, the Derech HaTikun Hu Al Yidei HaEchreyach B'koyach, HaKora, B'koyach V'Oys HaChet, to know what the Chet came from and to rectify the Chet. That's this idea of Avelis. That's the Taichin the Marshal. The 21 days of Aser Shmei of Tshuva, the 21 days of Tishrei between Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah, and the 21 days of Ben Hametzorim are very similar. They're both, the point of both is the way the Marshal said it. It's best in the words of the Marshal. The words of the Marsha, both of them are libun ovein v'kapora aleh, to be malabein, to make a geulin, a geulay nachrim of ha'averis, a malabein. You have libun to be malabein them and a kapora and to attain a kapora. How you get to that tshuva to do the libun, it comes from two different places, right? That's the data of other they're different. Rosh Hashanah, it's because it's a Yom HaDin. It's the time of the Bria. The Eivishter is measuring up the world again. Where are we holding? Then he's Kol Yochid V'Yochid. you are the tachlis in the world. Where I'm oversimplifying, but where are you holding with your tachlis in the world? Do you have a schus kiyum to continue? Do you not have a schus kiyum to continue? That's coming from a bechina of mishpat, from a bechina of din. Right here, it's coming from a bechina of avelis yisur, of avelis and tzar, the chofal. But the point of both of them is for a thinking person to internalize that and to realize that, and both of those things, in their own particular way, bring the person to prompt the person to do tshuva, and prompt the person to be melaben himself. This whole idea of tshuva, this is where it has to do with before. This whole idea of tshuva, this libun he calls it, what are you being melaben? You're not being melaben acts that you did. Being malab, the libun is the libun of, but the whole tshuva idea is pnimis, right? The whole tshuva, charata, all the emotions of tshuva, kabbalah, charata, the whole list of everything. It's all pnimis. The whole essence of avodah is being betired the nefesh that became picked up the slime and the dirt of the guf, right? That's all. The avodah, that tshuva is a, it doesn't need a hesper. Tshuva is an avodah of pnimis, right? It's not stam. The Kriyas HaTorahs that we have during Bein HaMitzvah, or any time during the year, that come at a specific time, all the time, it's also not coincidental. This Hadgosha that you have in the Parsha of Avodah of Pnimius, be it the Parsha of the Dara, be it the Parsha of Geulei Nochrim, this Avodah of Pnimius, that's a very integral part of what a person is supposed to take to heart. That's Avodah of Pnimius. What a person is supposed to take to heart during Bein HaMitzvah, that's the Avodah Pnimius, to realize Alma. You know, first you have to realize there's the Ma, what's the Churban, what's the magnitude of the Churban, and then the Ikir is Alma, Adav Tahoretz. And Alma, once you know the Alma, make a Tikkun. That's the Libun, right? That's the Libun. This Avodah of Pnimius, that's these parshas teach us, the Chshivas of Pnimius, the whole Tshuva, it's Be'etzem, it's an Avodah of Pnimius. Now there's an interesting Gemara. Everybody knows this Gemara. It's a Gemara at the end of Tainus. Kol ha-misabal al-Yushalayim zeichev ha-roya b'binyona. V'she'ein ha-misabal al-Yushalayim eina zeichev ha-roya b'binyona. There's two ha'aras. Ha'ara number one is in the tense that is used. Kol ha-misabal al-Yushalayim. Okay, so let's say you'll have a wonderful Tisha B'Av, right? And you'll do a tshuva gemura on Tisha B'Av, halavai, any of us, all of us. And therefore, what does it say? Zoyche v'royech, v'yizke v'yir. Just because you're one part, you and Tisha B'Av are misabal al Yushalayim, Beis Hanidik is not just going to fall down in the Shemayim and be like, hello, I'm here. Right? It's going to happen. So, kol ha-misabal al Yushalayim, he merits for having what he did, that since Hayach Patlo, that it bothered him, and so he merits to be zeicher to the bin. He merits to be zeicher. What's zeicher v'roya? A and B. What's zeicher adding? What would have been wrong? Torah is not stop. Chazal don't add words. Kol ha-misabal al Yushalayim roya v'binyona. What's zeicher v'roya? What's zeicher tell? Zeicher v'roya v'binyona. So the taish I think is as follows: the roya v'binyona. There's a klal, it's not a pashta klal. There's a nefesh achayim that we have to find for Al-Pizeh, but it's not a pashta klal. But there's some sefer there, and the Sugi and Tainus is medayakit from a Rashi somewhere. That, okay, the Rashi also, you have to know what the Raya is. There's another Rashi that might be before like that. That when the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mikdash Almata and a Mikdash Almala. Right? In physical terms, Klal Yisrael, because of the Aveyus of Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Mikdash Shalmala, was that destroyed? I would think, Mitzvarach Yitzayna, by the Rebbeinu Shalayel, and by where the Neshamas are coming from, Chatzot Tachas Kisei HaKovet, it's a Mokom of Kulei Ruchnius, and by the Rebbeinu Shalayel, and Shleimus. And by Shleimus, I think there's no musag of bad there. There's no musag of ra. There's no musag of churban. So I think there is no churban. So I looked, figured there must be some mocker somewhere. So I saw some sefer Some sefer in Tainus writes, "The Yerushalayim u'beis hamikdash u'bani u'meshuchla l'mala rak me'itanu nevad v'yesh tikva." Right? It's bani u'meshuchla l'mala rak me'itanu nevad. As far as we are concerned, it's all gone. But klapi shmaya avad, it's there. Okay. If that's so, where did what's the avoda of tshuva, where it comes in the whole bria of Adson? The neshama, its mocker, its shayrish, and neshama is because of tachas kisei hakavod. It's in a place of kulei ruchni and kulei tachas. It's a place of kulei ruchni and kulei tachas. The neshama was put down in this world to deal with the goof, right? So when the neshama comes up on the short end, right? So the goof becomes the neshama becomes the timtum of the neshama of al yedei averis. What is that in different words? It creates a mechitza, a barrier. It's no longer, it blocks the connection, right? The door is blocked, the connection from the neshama to its makar. But etzem the neshama is connected to the kisei hakavod, the neshama sheiros is lamala. The averis that a person does block it, right? Block it. What does tshuva do? What does tshuva do? Tshuva is mafs. A tshuva takes away that, purifies the neshama. Libun, Lashon of the Marsha, Libun, Giulay, a literal, every person's internal Giulay Nachrim, right? It's Matayar that. And it reestablishes that connection. The roads are open, right? The roads are now open. They dug out all the dirt in the roads. The roads are open, the Neshama's not connected, Lamala. So you have a Neshama, which is hooked up Lamala, right? Working in a goof here. And the idea is to purify the to be Mala in a goof. That's the Tachas Abriya. In physical terms, in physical eyes, what we see in this world, there's a churban. There's a churban, right? But if you're misabel on your shalayim, and you're mekabel, and meaning not just say, oh, I feel terrible of the churban, or even not just understanding what the churban is, if it brings you taka to tshuva, like the matar of the whole afelis, is to tshuva and tahara, and you have the libun of these 3 weeks, the neshama is pure. If the neshama is pure, the neshama is connected there. The goof might not be sensitive to the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is kayim, because here in this physical world, it's charev until the Eved will bring it down. But the neshama is already now. The neshama is connected to the Beis HaMikdash of Lamala. The neshama is zeicha v'roya now. He's given yira in physical terms, but the ruchniyistic level to which you purify the neshama is mechubar already to where it came from, to its shayrish, where there is no churban. The neshama is mechubar to a place where it's now roya b'binyan. And the other person who's not misabo, he's disconnected. There's the roadblock, right? There's the roadblock. He's ainu roya. He doesn't have that because the neshama is in its dirty matzav and it's stuck here blocked without that the road's closed. That's what it means. Zeicha v'raya. What that's raya. What's zeicha? We say Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu. This that they all say this in terms of the word. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu l'zakei says Yisrael l'fichachim b'tarav mitzvos. L'zakei so pashas yes chus chayv. If you want to. But they teach that lezakos is to purify. Shem and Zay Zach is to purify. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to purify Klal Yisrael, right? Lefichachir ben Tairu mitzvahs. You created a gashmiyistik abriya in which you put the neshama. You want to allow him to be pure, so you gave Tairu mitzvahs a mitzvah Ramach Shasa, Ramach Keneged Ramach Evorim Shasa Keneged Kidim to purify this whole bria. Lezakos is Yisrael to purify them. Lefichachir ben Tairu mitzvahs. So Zaka in Aramaic, the Lashon are the same. Tahar is Docha. Docha, Dalet, and Zayin interchange from Aramaic. But it's also Lezaka is to purify Klal Yisrael. That's the word over here. What does it mean? Kol Misabal ala Churban. So what are we saying now? What happened in the Churban? Misabal ala Churban means you do tshuva. You do tshuva, you're melabin. You're melabin, you make the neshama tahar. In the Shabbos Torah, it's connected Lamala, it's connected Lamala, so then Lamala, there's no Churban, so it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kaya, right? When we ask, I say, Kolam Sabal HaChurban, El Yushalayim, Roya B'Binyana. They're touching up what happens here. Kol hamisabel al Yerushalayim zoiche v'roya v'binyana. Zoiche means he becomes tor. Zoiche means he's metayer, he's melabin himself, the neshama becomes tor. Al yidei the zoiche yeroya v'binyana. Now, the nefesh is connected to there because you purified yourself. And now it's connected to the Shoyrish, where it is, where there is no korban. So then it's roya. Zoicha v'roya is the process. It's not, yeah, you will merit to see it. Of course you're going to merit to see it. To merit to see it, it doesn't have to say zoicha v'roya. If you're roya, you don't see something that you don't deserve to see. So of course you merit it to see it. Otherwise you wouldn't see it. So it says, they're not telling you you'll merit to see it. Zoicha, how will you be able to see it? Because you're zoicha, the person becomes purified. That the neshama is purified and is reconnected to the shayrish of tahara, where it comes, where there was no churban of the Beis Hamikdash, like the some sefer teaches us. That's the roya b'cherba, the b'binyana. That's the roya, and that's taka only. Who is zoyche? You purified yourself by being misabel. The mishem einoy misabel al churban. Einoy again. It's also extra, but it's not einoy zoyche. You weren't metayer. You didn't reestablish and purify this connection to the of the neshama to its shayrish, and therefore, ain't a roya b'binyana. Therefore, all you have to that you have no kesher. You're just here. Where does a churban? So by you, it's kulei churban. But a yid who's metayer himself, who utilizes the libun of the 3 weeks, the avodas hapnimius that we're taught in the parsha to purify himself, and reestablishes the shayrish of the neshama to the tahara. So in a certain bechina, while here there's still nebuch ha-churban physically, ad bi'ez goyel tzerech, but you're immediately zeiche, you purified your neshama, so in a certain darga where you are, the neshama's roya b'churbani. I keep saying that. Zeiche to be roya b'binyana. The neshama becomes sensitive, connected to what's up there. Up there is a Beis HaMikdash, it's never churban. That's zeiche v'roya b'binyana. He wrote that we should utilize the 3 weeks the way we're supposed to, take this lesson from the parsha of Avodah Pnimis, Avodah Salev, to use it properly, to be metayer ourselves, and to be Zoiche, Lirois, Binyana, Lamala, and Al Yedei Kach, to be Zoiche, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Lamata, too.